Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mari and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu and Lili Nishmas Maras Esther Bas Rib Shmuel Lili Nishmas Rib Shmuel Pinchas Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Rabbi Alexander Zisha Ben Rabbi Yosef Marzchana Basakuna Satachanas Rav Meir Zev Lirfuas Arav Moshe Hillel Ben Mindel and Moras Dina Boracha Bas Esther Hadassa B'toch Shachol Yisrael and B'siyata D'shmaya Gedoyla B'simcha Gedoyla Anachnu Mamshichim Et Sidrat HaShiurim Shalanu B'Rambam B'Hilchot Mamrim. אנחנו עכשיו אוחזים בשיעורים שלנו בפרק א' הלכה ג' אומר הרמב״ם דברי קבלה אין בהם מחלוקת לעולם. Words of Kabbalah, if we have a tradition, there is never a machlokas. There is never a machlokas about something that is a tradition that it's halach l'moshe m'sinai. V'chol davar shetemtza bo machloket, and if you ever find a machlokas in something, then be a dua, you can rest be assured that Sheinu Kabbali Moshe Rabbeinu, that it was not received in the tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu. If there's a machlekes about a tradition we have from Sinai, then we know it's not a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. בדברים שלמדים מן הדין, אם הסכימו עליהם בדין הגדול, כולן, הרי הסכימו. ואם נחלקו בהם, הולכים אחר הרוב, ומוצאים הדין אחר רבים. So the following principles apply with regard to matters derived through logical analysis. If the entire body of the Supreme Sanhedrin agrees with regard to them, their consent is binding. Vim nechlechu b'hem, there is a difference of opinion, so we follow the roif and decide the matter according to the majority. And so to the gzeros and the takonos v'minhagos, the decrees, the edicts, the customs. Im ro miktzatam shiroi legzor gzor lataken takana shenichua minhag zeh, v'ro miktzatam shenoroi legzor gzor rav zo, v'lo lataken takana zo, v'lo laniach minhag zeh. Nosim v'notim elu kenegdel, v'ochim achar robam, mutzim hadavar achar rabim. If a portion of the judges perceive that it was necessary to issue a decree, institute an edict, or establish a custom for the people, and a portion perceive that it is not appropriate to issue this decree, institute this edict, or establish this custom, the judges should debate the matter back and forth. Afterwards, a vote is called, and we follow the majority and execute the matter according to the decision of the majority. Now we are going to analyze this Ramba, ask numerous kashas, and k'nal kenu b'shiurim al Rambam. אנחנו נלך בעקבות מורנו ורבינו, הגאון הגדול, הרב מן זצ"ל. So the Rambam here writes that there's no machlokes b'divrei Kabbalah. The Rambam also says this in his Akdoma to the Perush HaMishnayos. See there in Divrei HaMaskil v'Karat Sheir Meis Yehoshua, and so too in the Sefer HaMitzvos at the beginning of the Shoresh HaSheni. See also Tosis in Yevamis, Ein Zayin, Beis, Dibra Maaseh Halacha, Tosis Yantif, Sukkah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes, Saita, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Tmura, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, and the Tshuvas Chavas Yair, that's like the oft-quoted Tshuva. On this topic, in Simon Kuf Tzadi Beis, brings numerous machlokos, Shebishas, Behalach L'Moshe Misinai. Rambam says there's no machlokos about Halach L'Moshe Misinai. So the Chavas Yair goes, he shows that by Nisuch HaMayim there's a machlokes. Other places, Shiurim, they're machlokos and Halach L'Moshe Misinai. So how can the Rambam say not like that? So Chavas Yair, how can the Rambam say there's no machlokos and we see in the Gemara that there is? That's the Chavas Yair and Kuf Tzadi Bey. So too, the Maritz Chayis, Sefer Torah Hanaviyah, Maimer Torah Sheval Peh, also brings numerous places in the Gemara where there's a machlekes about halacha l'moshe misinai. So it's mefurish, not like the Rambam. So what do the Chavas Yair and the Torah Hanaviyah want to say? They want to say that all the cases we brought, there's machlekes and halacha l'moshe misinai, is not talking about the actual halacha. The halacha is accepted. It's a machlekes in the prat. There's a detail of this halacha which is not accepted as where there is a machlokes. So even though it's halacha l'moshe misinai, there is still going to be a machlokes. Why is there going to be a machlokes? Because you can only not have machlokesin about the klal, about halacha l'moshe misinai b'klal, but halacha l'moshe misinai, the pratim of halacha l'moshe misinai, there you can have machlokes. That is the resolution offered by the Chavas Yair and the Taras Nevi'im. If you look in the Talmudic Encyclopedia, Erech Halacha L'Moshe Misinai brings this. It's g'day always when you're learning a topic to be ma'ayin in the Talmudic Encyclopedia. Now they're going really fast. It took years. It used to put out a volume every couple of years, it seemed. And now they're going much, much faster. They have Dr. Steinberg at the helm and a nice sevet of Talmudic Chachamim. Hope they're well paid. Hope the organization, the Talmudic Encyclopedia, raises a lot of money. They can pay their avreichim well, and they can put out a lot of volumes. Very important. It gives you the general idea, the different shittas, and then that's the first step. And then obviously you start learning properly. You start learning it b'yun. In any event, so that's the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai and Talmudic Encyclopedia, who brings this inyan of there's not a machlekes in the klolim whether or not it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. There's a machlokas in the Pratim. However, that doesn't stem with the Gemara in Bava Kamma 17b, Yoser 19a, by Chatzi Nezik Tzoris. There's a tzad in the Gemara that Tzumchas doesn't hold this Chatzi Nezik for Tzoris at all when the animal kicks off the racks. So Tzumchas doesn't even hold Zalach at all. So you want to tell me, Maritz Chais and Chavis Yair, that there's no machlokas in the general Halach L'Mishmi Sinai. When you have halacha machine, there's no machlokas. In the general halacha, by chatzi nezek tzoreres, there is. And see also in the chedushim of the Maritz Chayis, Yitzayin Amud Beis, there in Bava Kamma at the end of the Gemara, they have the chedushim of the Maritz Chayis. The Sefer Torah Sanavim is a very, very chashuv sefer of the Maritz Chayis. The Maritz Chayis was an extremely interesting individual. Rebbetzin Beria David Shlita, the daughter of Maran the Rosh Yeshiva, Ma'ala Pachad Yitzchak, Zeche Tzadik B'Kadosh Lefracha, and the wife of the great Gaon HaGadol, Rabbi Yonason David Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Parad Yitzchak. So her doctorate that she wrote in Columbia about 50 plus years ago, a brilliant woman, was on the Maritz Chayis, and she takes him to town over there. She argues with him numerous points. So, but he was, you know, a massive, massive Talmud Chacham with an atiyah towards Haskalah. So he also has his Chedushim printed in the back of the Gemara besides his Sefer Torah Hanaviim. That's the Maritz Chayis. So anyway, we have a case over here of Chatzi Nezik Tzoreres, where there's a machlekes. Simchas isn't Goymer Halacha Zuklal. This Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So that's question number one. The Rambam says there's no machlokes Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. We see that there is, and the Teretz to be machalik between Klalim and Pratim doesn't really seem to hold water. Ubikar milashana shel Rambam mashma that it's not, it's only shayich that is a machlekes dvarim shel meidim min hadin, something that's learned from logical principles, or gzeirois, takanois, minhagos, decrees, edicts, customs, But the Mashmos of the Rambam is there's no machlokas at all in halacha and Moshe Misina. So that's, you know, the accepted teretz. Everyone knows to say, yeah, there's no machlokas in the klal, there's machlokas in the pratim. Very nice. Pearson feels good and he can go on with his day. Sometimes there are people like that. A question makes you feel uncomfortable, right? That's why it's called a kashe, ki ze kashe. It's a kashe. It makes you feel discomfort. And then some people, sometimes, because we're just human beings, we like to give a teretz or hear a teretz, and then we're satisfied. Now we can move on. It's kvar lo kashe. It's resolved. But lo zu aderech v'lo zu ayir. That's not the way to go. Because you have to make sure the teretz is a good teretz. Does it really stem with the lashon of the Rambam? Rambam writes, divrei kabbalah ein be machlekes la'olam. Divrei Kabbalah is no machlokas ever. And if you find a machlokas, you know that it's not a tradition from Moses. And only Dvarim Shelamedim in Adin, if they all agree, is skimu. And if there's a machlokas, you go after the roi. But that's a contrast. There's a stark contrast between Halacha Moshe Misinai and Gzeiros Takanos Minhagos. Halacha Misinai has no machlokas at all. It doesn't write in Halacha Moshe Misinai. There are cases where you file the rov, where there's a machlokas in the pratim. No, there seems to be no machlokas at all. That dvarim matmiyim meod, that you find there places where there are machlokas. Not only that, that's the lashon of the Rambam over here, in the Yad Mamrim 1:3. But in addition, mikol arichus dvarim shel Rambam meperush haMishnayos, it's mashma lehedya. That there's no machlokas at all in Halacha Moshe Misinai. So we're not willing to accept so quickly this teretz that's offered by our great sages to be mechalik between these two cases, between klalim and pratim. V'yisodinyan, the Rambam writes over here, there's no machlokas in Divrei Kabbalah. Chavis Yoyel writes that this is because it's not shaykh to have shichicha. You know why there's no machlokas on Halacha Moshe Misinai? Because shichicha isn't shaykh. It's not shaykh to forget. However, from the Rambam, in the Perush HaMishnayos, we see that it's not just a metzius, a reality that shichicha is nishkin shaykh, but rather dino katoni. It's a din. Since there's no machlokas, when someone says, so I received, in a tradition, there's nothing to talk about. Not only that, Tmure 16a, 3,000 halachas, Al gimel alofim halachos shenishtakchu bimei evloi shel Moshe, that were forgotten during the time of mourning over Moshe. And there they also bring from a chatas shemesu be'oleo, which is doch halacha l'Moshe Misinai. That if chatas shemesu be'oleo goes, isn't sacrifice, goes l'mavis. So, they forgot it. They forgot the din of Chatas Shemesu Be'alea, even though it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Briskurov, in his Chedushim on Maseches Siyuma, Daf Pei, talks about this. So you see, there is Shichicha on Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Not like Moreno V'Rabbeinu, the Chavis Yoyer, wanted to say. Also in Yuma Daf Pei Amid Aleph, says in the Gemara, Al Shi'urim Shel Oinshim, Shein Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the Shi'urim, which mandate a punishment, the amounts that one has to consume, are the Shi'urim for Oinshim, the measurements that mandate a punishment, you ate a certain amount, drank a certain amount. So, it says, Shachum v'chazur v'yastum. It was was forgotten, and then they reinstituted it. So you see, Nochamol, this Shaykh Shichacha, and Halacha Moshe Misinai, so to Sukkah Mimdalad, Halacha Moshe Misinai, Rabbi Nisachamayim, the Gemara says, Shachab Chazu Yastu. It says, Halacha Moshe Misinai, about a Rabbi Nisachamayim, and the Gemara says also, they forgot it, and then they reestablished it. See, there also, Behem Sheikh Asugi, also, Osias Mansepach, Dvar Mekubalim, we see in Megillah 3a, Shachachu. So the Torah's Nevi'im already commented on the Chavis Yair, show the difficulty in his words, Ayin Sham Sifat Torah Sanavim. So it must be that it's a din, and it's not just a mitzias that they can't forget it, but it's a din. So we have to understand, Kalashon Moreinu Rabbeinu, it's a rabbiu. Eiz a din huze. Umau gidro shel din al divrei Kabbalah dafke. What din is this? And what's the gather of the din on divrei Kabbalah dafke that there can't be a machlokas? Yoyser tamua b'ze. And this was already asked by the Torah's Nevi'im. What we see b'divrei HaRambam later on, 4:1, that is like in Mamre Yischayev, when he says, Mipi Kabbalah, Voimer kach v'kach kibalti merabo yisai. And they say, yeah, we disagree. Kach nira b'yineinu shadin noisei. You say you got it from your Rebbe, and we say that we view this differently. We have a logical difference with you. And this is from the Sugya in Sanhedrin, 87a, Ayin Sham, Dabar Zu Halacha and Rashi. Wait a second. In such a case, they have to accept what he says. He says, I have Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Now they're arguing Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. There can't be machlokas here. Oh, you have Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. We don't see it that way. We have a different view. We think differently. We have different logic. Ma pitom. You can't have a machlokas about this. And he becomes a zakein mamre. How does he become a zakein mamre? When he says he has that halacha l'moshe misina, they're not even allowed to argue with him. And he's the bad guy. He's the zakein mamre. He's the rebellious elder. That's what we're learning here. Halachas mamrim. And that the Torah's Nevi'im writes, She'omnam halacha kidvarav. No, the halacha is like him. And the Beis Din is Shalok Adin when they go against him. Nevertheless, he becomes a Zakin Mamre. You know, I don't want to be disrespectful or irreverent, but this is a very difficult pill to swallow, to say that he becomes a Zakin Mamre, even though he's right and they're wrong. He's right. He has a tradition, Halacha Moshe Misinai. They're not allowed to argue with him. He's right. They're wrong. And yet he argues with them. He argues with energy and becomes a Zakin Mamre. Very difficult to accept. And Haraz Bezin Agadol Shalok Adin, we're going to say the pasuk of that person's Chayv Misa, if it's Shalok Adin. So again, we go back to the Kasha. What's Pshat in the Gemara and the Rambam? Then when Zakin Mamri says, Mipi Kabbalah, Kach Kibalti Meraboisai, and they say otherwise, he's put to death. He's a Zakin Mamri. And the Lashon HaRambam, here, Yesh Ladaktik, Rambam writes, B'chein Dor Rishetimtzei Bo Machlokes, if it's a matter in which you find the Machlokes, B'yadua She'ein HaKabbalah M'Moshe Rabbeinu. You know that it's not a tradition from Moshe. What is the Rambam teaching us here? The Rambam already says, Divrei Kabbalah ein b'machlekes la'olam. That matters that we have in tradition about, there's never a machlokes. So what's the Rambam adding when he says, V'chol darish etimso b'machlokes, yadua she'enu kabbalah m'moshe rabbeinu. We just said, if it's Divrei Kabbalah, it's no machlokes. So maybe we know that if there's a machlokes, we know that it's not from Moshe Rabbeinu. So ma'ata mechadesh lipo? הרמב״ם, מה אתה מוסיף את המשפט הלכאורה מיותר הזה? And if it's not הלכה למשה מסיני, then מהכי תעשי that we think it is הלכה למשה מסיני. The Rambam is coming להפוקה. I'm saying, you find the machlokes, you know that it's not a Kabbalah ממשה רבינו. Why would you think that it is? And if you know that it is halacha mishinei Sinai, then how does the Rambam say you know that it's not halacha mishinei Sinai? Talmud says you know that it is halacha mishinei Sinai. So if it's not halacha mishinei Sinai and there's a machlokes, so why does the Rambam tell us not halacha mishinei Sinai? Why do you think it is halacha mishinei Sinai? And if you know that it is halacha mishinei Sinai, then how can you tell me that it's not halacha mishinei Sinai? If it's a davar yadua that it is, it is. Vehadvarim zkukim bi'ur. Od yesh ledaktik b'divrei Rambam. Ze darkeinu morai v'rabotai. Kacha tzrichim lelmot. Bemet lachrosh et ha'mekorot. ולהבין אותם, לנסות עד כמה שניתן, להבין אותם עד תומם, בעזרת השם יתברך שמו. רמב"ם כותב כאן, ודברים שלמדים מן הדין, אם הסכימו עליהם בדין הגדול, כולן הרי הסכימו. ואם נחלקו בהם, so the Rambam says that things that are learned from logic, logical principles, if the Beis Din was maskim, if the Beis Din was maskim, they were maskim. And if they argue, you follow the Rav. So what's the Rambam coming to teach us here? The Rambam wants to tell us that when they're not maskim, you go after the Rav. So why does the Rambam have to tell us that if they were maskim, then they were maskim? And that we know. We also have to be medaktik. The Rambam writes this rak legabi dvarim shelamedim en adin. But lahemshech v'chein agzeros v'atakonis v'amenhagos. The other Rambam doesn't say if they're all masking. The Rambam just starts right away and he says, if some say yes and some say no, so you go to vote. You go after the roif. The Rambam doesn't say if they're all masking, then they're all masking. So why does the Rambam only say if they're all masking? The Rambam only says that vort about dvarim shelamedim en adin. But not the Gabi Xeris, Takanis, and Menhagos. So why do you need it all by Xerim, Mishalim, Medim, and Adin to say if they all agree, they all agree, we know that? The Iker is to tell you that you filed the robe with his Machlokes. And why does the Rambam only say it by Xerim, Mishalim, Medim, and Adin, and not Xeris, Takanis, and Menhagos? Maishmat Seifa Meiresha. Also, in Reisha, the Rambam writes that Machlokes. אם נחלקו בהם הולכים אחר הרויב, ומוציאן הדין אחר הרבים. The Rambam here writes that you follow the rov. מוציאן הדין אחר הולכים אחר הרוב. In the Sefer, when the Rambam talks about Gzeris and Menhagos and Takanis, the Rambam writes, V'hochen achar Rubon. Rubon. Why in the first case Rov, and here Rubon? The Sefer. Also, why does the Rambam have to tell us this at all? It's Pashit, every basin goes after the Rov. Why does the Rambam need a special Kamash Malan for this? Sof Dover HaKol Nishma, Arama Mizeh Kula Miksha Achas, Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'shmaya, Zod Darkeinu, B'zog Yishatenu, At Hashem Lenasot, At Kam Lashenitan, Lehavin, V'levnot Binyanim Gdolim, Gvorim Meod, Lo Migdalim Hapochim Ba'avir, Ela Mavusasim Heitev, Al Pi Mekorotenu HaKdoshim, V'ani Rak Me'achir La'atzmeinu, Shenezkeh Lahamshich Ladun B'Devrei Rambam Eilu, ולהוציא ממנו פנינים ומרגליות, ולראות נפלאות עצומות וגדולות מתורת השם, בשמחה ובטוב לבב מרוב כל. And I ask that you stay with me, so that in the next cheer in this series, we are able to begin to start seeing some light in this sugya. This is going to be awesome. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much, sweetest friend. Shalom, shalom. Thank you.